the global phenomenon, It Ends With Us,
we all have an idea of what love can be,
is finally here.
If you had a daughter,
what would you say to her?
Starring Blake Lively.
We break the pattern, or the pattern breaks us.
It Ends With Us, only in cinemas now, rated 15.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me, as usual, is the wonderful and hilarious Mr. Ronnie Karam and his dog Bueller. What's going on?
Well, hello.
See him back there? Yeah. You're sitting up. Oh, hello.
Yeah, Bueller's getting into position.
What's going on with you?
Not much. Just getting ready to recap some Orange County with you. Also, I just guested on Morally Corrupt with Rachel Lindsay, and that show is going to be dropping later today. So after you're done listening to this episode, go listen to Rachel's episode. She was so fun, so cool. And again, I just love when someone really knows their housewives. So Rachel and Callie were wonderful. Thanks for having me. Go check them out and subscribe to their podcast too.
Do it.
Yes. What's going on with you, Ronnie? Are you excited? What did you think about Orange County last night?
Loved it. I'm getting a smart toilet installed upstairs, so really all I can think about is getting my butt warmed, even though it's like 100 degrees outside. But I still just want to sit on a warm seat and see if like it makes a difference. Like, is it going to change my life? Am I going to like think differently? Am I going to be smarter? Like,
you will be. You will. Smart toilets make smart people.
Smart buttholes make smart men.
Are you going to get a smart mirror too?
Well, they call them smart mirrors. I don't know why, really. I mean, they're just lit differently. They're like LED and they can lit defog. Around, and then they defog. But I mean, does that really make it smart? That's kind of like a dumb smart mirror. There's TVs behind some of them, but like, what am I going to watch? I'm like already so mad that right. They raised all their prices on everything. I turned to Amazon and they had a damn commercial on there. I almost freaked out. Has that happened to you yet?
To Amazon.com?
No, to Prime, on Prime. I was watching something on Prime and a commercial came on. And then here's exactly my Google term. Why the fuck is there a commercial on my damn Unbreakable? What's the superhero show? The Boys?
The Boys.
Why is there a goddamn commercial on The Boys? And it was like, you need to pay an extra $3 a month. I was like, I work for you.
I know.
I'm an it's employee bullshit. Here.
It is total bullshit.
So anyway, my point is my butthole needs to be warmed. You see, that's what the world is doing to me. All I want is a warm butthole. I don't even want a TV behind my thing because it's going to cost me more money. But yes, I have a smart mirror. I want to look hotter and I want a warm butthole.
Everyone deserves a warm butthole. I think that's our right as humans.
No, they don't. Not everybody does deserve a warm butthole. That's why it's especially amazing when you get one. Listen, don't take away my meritocracy butthole. I got a warm butthole because I did something butthole special is warm, in it.
If everyone's butthole is warm, then no one's butthole
exactly.
is warm.
Exactly. Warmth to everyone's butthole is warmth to no one's butthole.
Yeah, and then it'll be cool to have a cold butt. Anyway, speaking of warm and cold, let's get on to this episode.
Speaking of buttholes, let's talk about this Gina episode.
This episode, I hope you're proud of me because I controlled myself. I wanted to text you right away. I did?
You want a fucking medal? Okay, you can come warm your butthole over here.
What did I say? I thought I...
You said Horace... voiced Shannon is my new favorite Shannon, and I said lol, I haven't watched yet, and you said I'm only 10 minutes in and it's hilarious.
Okay, I take it all back. I did not control myself. The first
you're
time
like
in this
me
episode,
saying, I controlled myself from pooping in that heated toilet immediately. There's probably a log up there. Let's face it.
So I was like, the first 10 minutes of the show, I was just cracking up because there's so much shit going on between all these women that the first 10 minutes was just them all rehashing it. And I just was cracking up at all the ridiculous feuding that's going on with this cast.
Yeah. This show's pretty funny. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
It's pretty infuriating too, you know, but it's pretty funny. You concentrate on the lighthearted stuff and I'll get ready to publicly assassinate Tamra and not really. What if someone did?
Gina.
Is it an assassination if they're not? No, Gina character. Didn't even make me mad today because Gina was really? The victim. And you see, I'm very easily swayed. You know how I am with the housewives know how to get me because they will take the worst person and then they'll like kind of attack them and they'll be like, don't everybody attack one person. Save Blake Lively. Just kidding. Fuck her. But you know what I mean?
I love Gina getting her due this week. It was really very satisfying to me. And I love Shannon. And by the way, to the point, I loved Shannon without her voice because she's extra Shannon-y when she has a hoarse voice. She's like, I'm doing okay. I don't have a voice. But then again, me being voiceless is nothing new after my relationships with Johnny J. Oh God, I just called him Johnny J. John Jansen. And David.
I saw her on an interview, I think Entertainment Tonight, and he's like, so, Shannon, I'm going to read you a quote from John Jansen, from when John Jansen and it's like hard news, you know how he's talking. When John Jansen and Alexis Bellino went on the Carlos King podcast to talk about you. First, can I just play a clip of Carlos King?
I am the king of all of reality.
Fucking Carlos.
Did they really go on to Carlos's podcast?
Yes, they did. And they were
Johnny Jansen, who doesn't want to be seen.
Monsters. Okay, so, and also, we love Carlos here, obviously.
We love Carlos.
I listened to his podcast and every single one. I listened to him interview Teresa and he's like,
not only is Teresa the queen of reality TV, I am the king. We are royalty.
I love that guy. Like, you know what? I just want, can you please just bottle that shit so I can buy some of it because I need that self-confidence. Trying to get it from a butthole warmer. We'll see how that works out. Check in later. Okay. So they went on this podcast and John, so the guy from Entertainment is reading the quote like it's hard news, by the way, with kind of a smile on his face, and he's like, here's the quote, being with Shannon Bedore was like losing every single day of my life. Like constant loss. Shannon, and it went on, by the way, this quote was really long. So Shannon, how do you feel? And she's like,
I find it amusing. I try to find the humor in things like that because I know the truth and I will stay with the truth.
I was like, who drugged Shannon Bedore and how did they get her to be like this? Because the Shannon I know would be like, well, I'll tell you, I find it hilarious. And another thing I find hilarious is that you were with the ultimate winner. Man, who else can mail you a salmon within 2 business days? I'll tell you, not Alexis Bellino. That's who.
But now she's all docile and like, well, it's okay. Let that poor, poor man think whatever he'd like.
No, I am. I'm fully unbothered. I am someone who does infomercials now, and I put cream cheese in salmon, and I've learned that when life gets tough, just reach for that Philadelphia and put it right in that salmon. It's great. It's all the fun of a Philadelphia roll without all the carbs. So, I am doing great. I'm happy, and I'm happy for him, and, for that lovely lady by his side. I'm sure they'll be a forever couple.
So Alexis Smellino! Smellino! You smell! Alexis Bellino Smellino. Zoom in
it. There, I said it.
There, I said it.
She's a Smellino. Bellino. She doesn't even know how to spell a proper cocktail, which I have not had in quite some time. I only have 2 per day, max maybe 6.
Oh, well, I would just like to say I do that because I do not have a problem. So.
Yeah, she's like handling all this very well. So I don't know if she went to, I don't know, political class, would you call that, where they send politicians?
Media training.
Media training. Yeah. I don't know if she did that or what. Like, she pulled a Stassi and went to some media training. I don't know what happened, but it's weird.
It is weird. Well, I think that she just saves her craziness for the actual TV show. And if she's on like a press tour, she's like, "No, I am Shannon Bedore. I am daughter of Gene the Machine, and I am proper. I have a daughter in Paris. I have another daughter in New York learning liberal things. And I have another daughter in Texas who is living life the way she should be, which is getting married at -5 years old.
Okay, great. This is Shannon Bedore. I'm off the clock, so I will not lose my temper, but you can leave a message on Gene the Machine.
I'm listening. Bye, Gene. Wanted to see if Shannon wanted to comment on John Jansen. Not really. I'll tell you this much. Walking is good for your knees.
I'm particularly calm right now because I have been taking my father's advice. I've been walking. It's been good for my knees. I also recently did some cupping, which I had thought was where you balance several cups on your head and see how far you can walk across the room without them shattering. And unfortunately, I took one step and they all broke, much like all my relationships. And then I went to Dr. Moon's office and turns out it's a totally different thing. So you know what? I'm learning things every single day and I'm calm. I'm very calm. I'm calm and happy.
All right, let's get into this episode, shall we?
Let's do it. So it starts with Heather Dubrow getting out of her car at a place called Where's the Party? Which really, I'm so glad she finally found a store that represents her personality. I'm Heather Dubrow. Where is the party? Ha! Lady of the people.
I was going to say she found a place to represent that is actually a line that everybody says when they come into one of her parties. So, this is a nice living room. Where's the party?
Just follow the trail of Nobu Rice to the kitchen.
Nobu Rice, broken dreams, and LED lights to a big, big box leading. What is the big, the dream box? What was it? The question box. Sorry. Someone turned water on right above my head. Do you hear it? What's this fucking Niagara Falls in here?
Maybe it's the smart toilet. Smart toilet's like, I am a smart toilet, and I stand for Heather Dubrow.
Listen to that. I don't think it's going very well over there. It's just hindering a guess. I'm not going to go up there and check, but it doesn't sound like it's going well. I plan to be flooded any moment.
Where's the party?
It's raining on my head.
That would totally be a Shannon Bedore recap of an episode if it just started, toilet water just started raining down on my
head. Well, I'll never forget my first dance with David at our wedding when we slow danced to Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started in here.
So Emily's like, well...
Is that a Black Eyed Peas? She's like, well, then we transition to Let's Get Started, which apparently meant his adultery because he went away for 10 minutes.
I put myself in David and Shannon Bedore's wedding. I mean, what else would they have planned?
They would have had, well, they probably did have a lot of, like.
Because tonight is going to be a good, good night.
That song go again.
What's new, pussycat?
Whoa, 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 whoa. That is supposed to be saved for the bridal shower. Sorry, everybody. Tom Jones, what a sexy beast.
So even though we are full-fledged Christians, we did have a horror at our wedding. More like a whore, my bridesmaid. But it was a great time. It was a great time. I was dizzy. I was as dizzy as if I had been in a giant circle dance.
Funny, because we had the horror at our wedding, and then David ran away with one that he saw on the beach. So,
you know, it's so interesting how many things David took from our wedding. For instance, when we did the limbo, that was something that really did sort of stay through our entire marriage. Like, do you love me? I can't tell. I feel like I'm in limbo right now.
God, Dave, I should have known David was going to leave me, because when I saw him do that limbo, I thought, wow, just when you thought he couldn't go lower. There he goes.
Yeah, the electric slide, that dance really characterized our relationship, as in there used to be a lot of electricity between us, and then suddenly that spark just slid away.
Child support payments just sliding down. Okay, so Heather puts a tiara on Emily's head, and she's like, I don't want to ruin your hair, if that's what we're calling it today, whatever the pile of straw is on your hair. On your head. And Emily's like, it's pretty much ruined. It's the same hair and makeup from last night.
Well, whatever you said, I don't care because I, America, am going to assemble an Easter basket. Even though I am Jewish and have a Jewish family. But we will be having Easter because it's relatable to humans. So look, Easter decorations. Ah, and a grill. Ooh, how fascinating.
Fun fact, the Easter bunny was Jewish. So are hard-boiled eggs. Fight me over it.
Where are all my peeps at? Get it?
Let's get it started in here. Hurrah!
Emily's like, oh, there probably has a beauty skincare routine of like 800 steps. Oh! And then it cuts to wacky Heather talking about her face, her face thing, which is like,
well, then I put on a skin cream, then I put on a neck cream, then I put on an eye cream.
You don't do any of that shit. I want to see the minimum wage workers brought in to rub stem cells.
Each one has a specific use. There's the one who rubs the stem cells. There's the one that wipes it off. It's just like a parade of workers that come in a very choreographed manner to take care of all this. Just hands all over her face.
Whoever gets my under eye bags solved today gets health care for a week.
By the way, our note taker today, Shelby, she summarized the way this scene began in a way that I would consider Orange County haiku. This is what she says. Mini grill. Emily enters. Pleasantries. I was like, yeah, that sums up how this scene truly began.
It's not the proper syllables, but it is 353, right? Mini grill. Emily enters. Pleasantries. So it's kind of a different kind of haiku.
It's an Orange County haiku, you know, which is like
the numbers are off, but they still work with the 353, like as far as the, you know,
it's a good approximation.
Same number.
They take something classic and artistic and turn it into their own lesser version of it. Yeah.
Mini grill. Emily enters. Pleasantries.
I just watched Shogun, so this really speaks to me. A lot of smart toilets on that show. So Heather probably has 8,000 steps in her thing. So it cuts to Heather talking about her stuff. And then Emily's like,
oh, well, I'm falling asleep in full glam. We're not the same.
She's also 45 times more wealthy than you are. So yes, you're not the same. She drives like a Mercedes or Bentley or is driven in it and you have a pickup truck. So yeah, not the same. I agree.
She keeps employees chained up in the basement. You wear a plastic wooden chain on like a sky top dress. Right now or whatever. Did you notice the chain today after I pointed it out last week, or did you still not notice it? She's wearing that bright orange dress, and it's like a crop top dress or something, like some crop top rayon, and then it's got the top of it is being held to the bottom of it with a chain link that's made out of plastic marbled. It looks like marbled wood, but it's plastic. It is so.
I missed it again.
It is. I mean, on a show that really prides itself on.
Oh, wait, no, yes, fashion. I saw that.
It's just really bad.
Anyway, Heather is like, well, so that was a lot last night. All hell broke loose. And Emma's like, yeah, I know I wasn't nice. Yeah, what was going on with you and Jen? Like, what was that with the Rolex and things and the money? Is that what was that all about? Yeah, I don't know. Well, first of all, it's not about the money, okay? Well, it sounded like it's about the money. No. It's not about the money. It's about integrity. Roll the clip from last night that America hasn't seen yet.
How did they not show this at that episode? My God, this was quite a clip. So they roll the clip, and the clip is... Sorry, I was fast-forwarding. So Jen's like, so Emily, you wanted to end on a positive note or something? Go ahead. Why don't you end this on a positive note? She goes,
yeah, Jen needs to pay her bills. That's a positive note.
How is that not about money? You're so fucking rude. I can't believe this. Go ask Paris for some more money for your terrible fucking orange rayon with the marbled chain, ma'am.
Yeah, there was this. I'm shocked. How did they not show this? And there was actually so much stuff that seemed to happen at this dinner that they really sort of cut out and put into flashbacks. And we're like 1 minute into the episode, and all of a sudden we are seeing a flashback of Emily being like, pay your bills. I was like, whoa. And Gina's like, no, Emily,
if you want to walk around with a Rolex on while you owe all of Orange County money, fine.
And we see like Jen has like a little Rolex that she's wearing that is obviously really bothering Emily, even though Emily is not owed any money. And even though Jen has not gone around talking about how poor she is, it's Gina is the one who has put all of Jen's financial business out on the table for everyone to dissect.
Right. Which is why it's funny later when Gina comes at Emily for being like getting off on being bitchy with Tamara. That's what you've been doing for years. You're just mad that somebody else is doing it with her now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she yells at her about wearing the Rolex while she owes all this money. And Jen's just, and by the way, Emily's mad that this lady's used to living off her husband. So you're just shaming her for not finding a husband with richer in-laws or what? Because that's who you're living off of. To your own words. Yes. So annoying. So she's yelling at her, and Jen can just honestly take it like a champ. She's just like, well, it was a gift. It was a gift. But thank you so much for pointing out my Rolex. Isn't it pretty? Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
It's a great Rolex.
I appreciate that. You know what? Thank you for toasting to me at this dinner. That really meant so much to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for highlighting my accessory choices tonight. You know, I put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, I was feeling bad, but I really feel like part of this group now. Thank you so much, Emily.
And Emily's like, you're so fucking stupid. Go fucking sell it and pay back some of your bills. It's like, lady, we'll just give it some time before you are pork too. Okay. We know the cycle of these shows. Okay. We've all seen the saga of Lynn Curtin. It's only a matter of time before Emily is going to be selling some items from her, selling those boudoir photos to raise money for mac and cheese.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
She struck him with her motor vehicle. She had been under the influence, and she left him there.
In January 2022, local woman Karen Reed was implicated in the mysterious death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. It was alleged that after an innocent night out for drinks with friends, Karen and John got into a lover's quarrel en route to the next location. What happens next depends on who you ask. Was it a crime of passion?
If you believe the prosecution, it's because the evidence was so compelling. This was clearly an intentional act. And his cause of death was blunt force trauma with hypothermia.
Or a corrupt police cover-up.
If you believe the defense theory, however, this was all a cover-up to prevent one of their own from going down.
Everyone had an opinion. And after the 10-week trial, the jury could not come to a unanimous decision.
To end in a mistrial, it's just a confirmation of just how complicated this case is.
Law and Crime presents the most in-depth analysis to date of the sensational case in Karen. You can listen to Karen exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So then we cut back to Emily. Emily, that's their couple name. Emily. Heather and Emily in the store. And Heather's like, you went really, really hard on her. It's almost like she misused the moisturizer in between your eyes. Sorry, are we still talking about facials? I love face products.
I mean, if you owe a bunch of people money, why are you rolling around with a Rolex? Either hide it or sell it. It tells me that you're stupid.
I'm like, you're best friends with Gina. Okay.
No kidding. It also tells me you're a Real Housewives cast member. Since when do we get to judge people for faking it on a Real Housewives show?
I know. So then we cut over to a beach and Jen is sitting down with Tamara. I'm still so confused why Jen is even friends with Tamara after the viciousness that Tamara put Jen through. And so Jen sits down and joins her on the beach. And she's like, oh my God, look, we're going to take our shoes off on the ground. This is so good for you. It's like you're one with the earth, Tamara. I'm like, yes, Tamara Judge, the most one-with-the earth person I can think of in Orange County.
Well, you're sitting on sand, and she's kind of sandpapery as a personality. So maybe, I guess we could stretch it.
So Jen's like, you know, the beach is like my happy place. It's one of the reasons why I live in the OC. I feel like, you know, this outing is exactly what I need. We need to come down a little bit. Like, yes, I know when I'm stressed, what I want to do is go sit down with Tamara Judge and see what she has to say about anything.
Yeah, so they order. And Tamara's like, that was a lot last night, bitch. She's like, yeah, I just don't understand Emily saying, like, you know, pay people back. Like, who do I owe money to? I mean, why is that even insinuating? Like, I owe a bunch of people money? Who do I owe money to? What? Who? What? Huh? Do I owe money to people?
I mean, I took care of all my financials. There's this lovely baseball player in the Dodgers who volunteered to pay for everything, apparently. So Emily is like, I mean, we go back to the store.
I mean, she, like, moves into a house that she can't afford. You know you owe this woman 20 grand, 30 grand, whatever it is, and you're rolling around in your car, not even paying your payment, with a Rolex on. And we see Jen just, they do this amazing split screen of Jen listening to Tamara and just, like, her Rolex just, like, front and center dangling off her hand.
Yeah.
That's smart. Good editing.
Yeah. And Heather's like, yeah, clearly she's not good with money.
Yeah, I mean, I had too many espresso martinis, I guess. I probably shouldn't be screaming, pay your bills across the table.
And Jen's like, why? I mean, why is she taking these digs at me? Like, is it funny? Am I less than you?
Yes.
I mean, you're poorer. I guess that's the point.
That's a punchline in Orange County. Like, oh, you're poor, you know?
Yeah.
And Emily's like, also, the Rolex didn't work. I asked her what time it was, and she's like, oh, I don't know. It's broken. It doesn't work. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, so now you're mad that she doesn't have a new working Rolex? The woman is basically a walking thrift store, and you're still shaming her. Like, she can't win with you.
I know. It's like, I know you don't have a lot of money, but at least you could have scrounged up an extra $45 for a battery.
Yeah, like, pick your lane. What are you going to be mad at today? The fact that she's using her stuff that she's already got, or the fact that she's not spending money to have newer stuff? Like, fuck off.
Also, by the way, I am totally okay with broken watches and clocks, because someone once told me, like, yeah, a watch may be broken, but it still looks cute. So, like, wear it. You know, it's an accessory.
Yeah, I'll wear a broken watch. Listen, they say that a broken clock is right twice a day, and that's more than I'm right a day.
Both, I have two wall clocks in this house, and they're both broken at the moment. They both broke on the same day, which was really weird. And they're both broken, and I'm just like, whatever. I'm keeping them up. I like the way they look.
Yeah.
Confuse people? Yes.
I was with a friend yesterday shopping, and we were in an antique store, and I saw one of those grandfather clocks, like those standing, and I was like, that is badass, because I want to do kind of a mid-century modern thing. And I remember my meemaw having one of those that was from that time. Yeah. And I thought, I'm going to get one of those and just, like, paint it a really funky color, like have like a Watch What Crappens blue clock or something. Yeah. My friend was like, but that clock is broken. I said, who cares? It's like one... One less thing making me race fucking time in LA, you know? Like, isn't that what we all want, is just a broken clock in LA, you know? Like, yes, forever!
Exactly. Also, the truth is, grandfather clocks look really cool, but they are really, they are noisy. I mean, they are the ones, like, they're the ones that will make you crazy. They're the ones that are really ticking. They're the ones going,
yeah.
And you're like,
oh, okay. And then it's cuckoos. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Or even if they don't have the cuckoo, they have the ding, 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 ding.
Former theme song of the Crappens mailbag, RIP.
kind of current of Dwell Hello, because that's how we roll.
Oh yeah, current Dwell Hello.
So we're never going to finish this recap. Why? Because we don't have to. Okay, we're going to be here. Speaking of never paying attention to the clock. We're going to be here for five more years.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, Emily was, like, garbage to poor Jen. Literally poor Jen. So Tamara's like, so have you tried to talk to her? Because, like, maybe she's, like, going through something that we, like, don't know about. And Jen's like, yeah, maybe. You know, by the way, so Gina and Shannon came over the other day. I'm just going to drop it. She just moves on to another topic. She's like, yeah, Emily was really wretched to me and shamed me for being poor. Anyway, Gina and Shannon came over the other day.
She's just so used to it. She's like, I'm going to work to get abused. And that's just how it is. And also, I love Tamara. Like, you know what? Maybe we should, like, really think, like, maybe she's going through something and we shouldn't hound her. Really? Like, the fucking person you're accusing of being an alcoholic and then going nonstop all episode, every episode? Okay. What a good person you are, honestly.
Exactly. So Jen's like, so Gina and Shannon came over the other day, and Gina was, like, talking about the closeness between the two of you. And so we see a flashback of Jen and Gina talking, and Jen saying, oh my God, like, I feel like Tamara and like Tamara and Heather, they're like, I'm not Heather, Tamara and Emily. I feel like with Emily, it's just like change Emily. It's like her and Tamara like do this thing where they're like, high five, who could be the bigger bitch? Like, I could be the bigger bitch. And like, that's not my friend.
Yes, it is. She's just used to playing that game with you, and you think it's hilarious when it's you, but not when. But now that said, broken clocks and all that, Gina is correct on this. That is what Emily is doing. Emily is always so excited to be included in anything that's not just Gina's, you know, park picnics. It's like you just like, you want to come to my park picnic birthday party? I am projecting my own childhood onto her, yes. But I think Emily, whenever Emily is invited somewhere other than Chuck E. Cheese with Gina, she's going to kiss that person's ass no matter what. Just the same way that Gina, whenever she gets invited to someone more popular's house, like Heather, or richer, like Heather, she's going to go there. You know, they're both two users who are just using each other as place cards.
Yeah, I think so. So then Tamara's like, oh, this is my fault. This is my fault that I did this. And Jen's like, no. Gina was just saying, my best friend has changed because Tamara changed her and it's all Tamara's fault. But it's not your fault, though.
You're both each other's like Lauren Ipsum on a WordPress site, I think. I was waiting for something better.
Specific. It's very specific reference, but for those who get it, they know.
Yeah. They get it. So I think Jen obviously knows what she's doing, which is she is getting Tamara riled up to come for someone other than her on the next trip, which, you know, she's learning. So good for her. So then we cut to Gina shopping, which LOL. I mean, can we have a loss prevention specialist behind her, please? And Katie comes and Katie's like, I was hungover this morning. I'm not going to lie about it.
You were? Because you seem kind of the same.
Yeah, I mean, it is my personality generally, but it hurts more.
I do have resting hangover face. That's true. So Katie's like, you know, I didn't want last night to be about the Heather and me thing, which is why I didn't say anything. And I'm a little wary of my friendship with Gina. She hurt me and she apologized, but she's still on Heather's side. And we see the clip of Gina being like, I have to say, I'm really like on Heather's side still.
But also, like, Katie, you're going too hard here. I'm on Heather's side, and I'm never on Heather's side. You're coming at Heather with ridiculous things. There's no side to be on. You heard some rumor. You told everybody in the group and tried to humiliate her in front of her friends on national TV when you just got here. Even I'm on Heather's side. You're ridiculous. Find a better fight, lady.
Yeah, this is a bad fight.
Oh, so I know a good fight. Here's who they should bring on. Did you hear of Katie's legal troubles?
No.
There are a couple.
How did I miss this too?
This one's good. She's being sued by an ex quote unquote business partner, because I don't know how business partnery this person is, but apparently he came up with an idea for golf ball shaped shots that you buy, and they're in a little golf ball and you take the shot. First of all, I think they already have those. They're called like buzzin' balls or buzz balls or something. I mean, they're not technically golf balls, but we've all had a buzz ball, right? Anyway. Yes. And I was actually swallowing, not waiting for an answer. Anyway, and
I actually like to get a smart buzz ball. They're warmer
for my butthole.
They're like a warm. Use them in a different place.
And apparently, Katie is being accused of stealing this idea of the buzz ball from this guy. And I'm guessing she got somewhat famous, or at least on TV, so he's going to sue her now. He needs to understand, you don't sue until their second season, sir. They make $5 their first season.
Yeah. Also, have a better lawsuit. Like, I'd be mortified if my lawsuit was over, like, a golf ball-shaped shot. Like, that's just embarrassing.
Yeah. If you have the confidence to market that, you have the confidence to market anything. Get off your ass and just find something else.
I came up with paper clips, but instead of clipping paper, they clip Diet Cokes. Okay. I only need $500,000. I only need $500 million to market this. Let's do it, guys. Like, that kind of confidence, you'll make money no matter what.
So so Gina's like, yeah, you know what? Like, Heather's like definitely pissed at me, and like she's been like cold and distant. Which actually, she's always cold and distant, but like, she's not giving me any more prom dresses. So.
We're throwing away your wedding dress.
The other day, she called me up and said, by the way, come on over. I've got lots of leftover Nobu food we didn't eat. Just kidding. I threw it over the cliff. I couldn't even believe it.
She said, you want to go to Nobu? I said, sure. So I called her at 5. I said, are we going? She said, Nobu. Ha ha ha.
I called up that Gina and I said, let me tell you something. I do know how to eat a slice of pizza and it never slips out of my hand.
Oh, I went to Sbarro.
Did you?
Sorry, I'll concentrate. Yes, because we talk about Sbarro all the time. I actually saw it in the mall the other day, so I went to it and I got a slice of set. Sbarro, what happened?
Was that Burbank or did you go to the one on Woodman? The Burbank. Fashion... Yeah.
I was at Burbank because I was at that Cost Plus there. Mm. And then Cost Plus tried to charge me $275 for an office chair. I can't with this world. Like, let me out.
Did you know that, like, all this is probably old news to many, many people, but did you know that all those outlets in Prim, Nevada, you know, on the border of Prim, do you know they all closed? Because I stopped in there and I was like, time to go to the Le Creuset outlet to see if they have any good deals. And the only thing open in that entire mall is a thrift store. And it was the creepiest thing ever.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I'm talking about, by the way?
Uh-uh. No, Prim, okay. Nevada. The fuck is that?
Well, the point is, until you've walked through a really, really, really vacant mall, you haven't lived. or you haven't been to Heather DeBro's house.
Right after the kids all went to college.
It was like Prim, Nevada in here. We're moving.
I was like, wait, what part of Nevada has people with a face color different than their neck color? But then I remembered that was Priv, Nevada. And I was like, oh, that's a different part of the state. Okay, so Heather's like, I need Gina to know how fucking upset I am. How could she do that to me? I just feel so betrayed by Gina for not telling me that this lady was calling me a paparazzi caller. How could she? I was so upset.
I mean, why would she not vet the information to make sure it's accurate? Okay? For instance, when I found out that I would be co-starring with Reba McEntire on a show about a countryside in Malibu, I said, this is Reba McEntire. Are you sure this is not a movie offer from Angelina Jolie? Unfortunately, that was vetted and it was Reba McEntire. But the point is, do your job.
So Gina's answer, of course, is Heather's just fucking sensitive, man.
Oh, says Gina. Says Gina.
What about my children?
I'm so glad that that Heather brings that up. How Gina does that. So that's later, though. Spoiler alert. Yes. It's coming. I'll hold off. So Gina, Emily goes, well, maybe she just has so much going on with Travis. And Heather rolls her eyes. And she goes, you can't roll your eyes at that. Shut up. You're calling someone poor. You're calling, like, a divorced person trying to raise 5 kids, one of whom is adopted, that their struggles aren't real enough. Surely Gina's fake struggles with her hairy babysitter can get an eye roll or two without judgment.
I think Heather is fully entitled to roll her eyes about Travis because every time she hears about Travis, everything, it's always something with Travis. Which
always.
Always like, oh my God, like Travis is upset right now. Oh my God, Travis didn't buy the ragu. Oh my God, Travis broke the bunk bed. You know, it's like, it's enough.
Yeah, and also these people are always justifying each other's stuff. Like, well, maybe they're going through something while they're attacking someone else. Because we just heard it from camera. Maybe Emily's going through something. And now Emily's like, well, maybe Gina's going through something. And then we cut to Gina, and Gina is like,
I have a lot going on. And, like, you know how hard it is trying to get someone to put a curtain to separate a room into 2 parts? It's really hard.
I'm, like, trying to book a deal to get Kara Gala into the 99 cent store. It's just, like, really hard. So Katie's like...
By the way, I love that we haven't heard of Caragula this season. Caragula.
I know. It's been great.
Sorry. Go ahead, Ben.
Strange, considering it's taken over the world of fashion and
I know. Care. So weird to see it on billboards but not hear about it on the show.
After that endorsement by Kim Kardashian, you would think they'd be all the rave on this season, but no.
Yeah.
So Katie's like, well, I don't like that you're in that position. And Gina's like, you know, it's all right. Like, I'm like a big girl. I just feel bad. So then Shannon walks in. She walks in like very quietly and like sneaks up. She's like, Hello.
How are you? But Shannon, you've waited though. I'm tired. I didn't sleep a lot last night. Hold on. Let me look to the side. Very upset. Very upset.
I had an allergic reaction when standing in a specific corner of the restaurant while no one came to console me, and I went into anaphylactic and also personal shock.
I'm allergic to having emotional trauma that my friends don't care about. So
I'm allergic to being yelled at in a room behind a bookcase, and then when I leave said room behind a bookcase, no one follows me, not even the two women that I'm looking at right now. I'm coughing already.
I have a Blair Witch allergy, just allergic to being left staring at a corner in the dark.
So,
I didn't sleep a lot last night. I got a letter from a law firm saying you owe John Jansen $75,000 plus interest and attorney fees, which is funny because I have no interest in that man whatsoever anymore.
Wait a minute. Who's that? John Jansen? Who is that? John Jansen? No, I'm sorry. I don't recognize him. Okay. Johnny J. Oh, my God. Really? Wow. So now, let me get this straight. So now Alexis Bellino is with two men who both sued you? Is that what I'm getting?
Yes, that is. Yes, that. And notice that I have no voice. She's almost like Ursula in that way. She's taking it away.
I woke up this morning, I couldn't speak, and I was combing my hair with a fork.
What do you call it?
When I was standing in that corner, I found myself saying, I want to be where the people are. Where are all the people?
But not too close to where all the people are, because there are germs.
Actually, take my legs. I'm going to go back into the water. It's ridiculous. Mermaids are really just people who couldn't take the allergies up here.
I enjoy having a tail, actually. It's just much easier having one part down there instead of two.
Much easier to not have to do an elliptical machine.
Yes. Unfortunately, they have yet to develop a Peloton that can adjust a fishtail, but I'm hopeful that my demographic will be serviced soon.
Let me tell you, it may not seem fun having a tail, but mermaids don't have husbands who try and buy them Pelotons for their birthday, that's for sure.
So.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
What's up, guys? It's your girl Kiki, and my podcast is back with a new season. And let me tell you, it's so good. And I'm diving into the brains of entertainment's best and brightest, okay? Every episode, I bring on a friend. I mean, the likes of Amy Poehler, Kel Mitchell, Vivica Fox, the list goes on. So follow, watch, and listen to Baby. This is Kiki Palmer on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Triton's like, oh God, she's back. So Shannon is like, where are we? Oh.
Oh. I don't know if Alexis is behind it or not, but a Bellino last name is associated with both. I mean, that's a little suspect, isn't it?
I'd also like to point out, for what it's worth, that Bellino is the name of an anchovy, a jarred anchovy that I really enjoy. So I like that the Bellino is, for me, associated with two frivolous lawsuits. And a fish. So it all comes together. A
crazy stalker. So Alexis is just fucking stalking Shannon. How long has this has this been going on? It's weird.
It is really weird. It's really weird.
It's creepy. So then we go back to Tamara and Jen talking at the beach. And Jen's like, well, where do you and Shannon go from here? Because you know what, Tamara? You really go hard.
It's because I care. I don't go hard to people that I don't care about. I'm just a good person. That's what it is. I'm just such a good person.
It's because you're grounded to the earth right now because your feet are in sand. So Jenna's like, you know, I know she cares about Shannon, but I've been on the receiving end of Tamara, and it's hard. And honestly, the harder Tamara goes, the further it's going to push Shannon away. It pushed me away at the time. So Tamara really needs to work on that. Thank you so much.
You need to work on getting up off the floor and taking the welcome inscription off of your back. Like, you are such a fucking doormat. I can't even believe you're sitting here with Tamara. This woman has never even said sorry or anything to you. This woman has treated you terribly. What are you doing?
Why are you not kicking sand in her face? You have the perfect opportunity.
So Tamara's like, I'm so angry because I really thought this was going to be a wake-up call. I thought that Shannon was going to get the help she needed, but instead, she just keeps on making excuses.
And then Gina is at the other place. Gina's like, I just don't want you to go back with Shannon. Please don't. But I'm certainly not going to let Tamara just have me go backwards. I will not have her go. You're going back with Shannon. I can't help it. Why did you put that in my head?
Violet.
It's not
my fault they're playing Thriller. If they would stop, I would stop moonwalking, but I have an uncontrollable impulse.
Now back to the beach, Tamara's like, you know what? She acts like such a victim all the time.
Hold on one second. Let me see if my daughter has called me. And I got auxiliarized. Anyway, she's such a victim all the time.
Cut to Shannon going,
and don't call me a victim.
Cut back to Tamara.
Ow! Sorry, I just went backwards into a hanger. You really should not have such sharp hangers here. I am hurting now. I can't believe I'm not a victim, but I have been assaulted by a hanger.
And then Tamara, who's just accused Shannon of making excuses, we go back to Tamara, who, by the way, is someone who got another castmate so drunk and then tried to have her son basically bang him in the bathroom. And then just as recently as last week was shit face, like helping a friend pee in the bushes and dancing on bars and spraying soda all over a bar, just to point that out, saying,
there's a big difference with somebody drinking and having fun and somebody having an alcohol problem.
Yeah, and guess what? You don't get to decide what that difference is. I hate that. I hate when people are constantly wasted to the point of falling down drunk, and then they're like, well, it's different how I do it. It's not really. I mean, you just haven't been caught yet. Am I supposed to believe that Tamara hasn't driven her ass drunk? Okay. And none of this is even to excuse Shannon, because there really isn't an excuse for that. This is just about Tamara being a hypocrite.
Tamara being a bad friend. So back to the boutique. Gina's like, you know what? Shannon, you need a break, like a real break, okay, from the sitting around your house stuff that you do.
So you know what? You know what? I have this listing for Elizabeth Vargas's house in La Quinta, and I thought it would be fun if we all go to La Quinta Thursday overnight. Oh, wow. So that's exciting. So your version of a vacation for me is to hang out with a lady who was fired from our show. Great. I'm so excited to hear about her cult again. That's going to be great. So great.
Wow, Gina, how generous. So I need a break. So I should go freeload in a house that's for sale. Great. An open house. Are we going to have to bake cookies? Well, they do say that fresh cookies brings in more boys.
I can't wait to spend a night in a house that reflects both of my relationships. Staged!
And Gina's like, I think that Elizabeth will be there, at least in the beginning, till the producers kick her out, because she's already been fired once, but I'm bringing her back because she's really, really rich.
Yeah. Basically, Elizabeth Vargas has given Gina this massive listing, which is wild. I can't believe Elizabeth did this. So Katie's like, oh, you know what? I can't go on Thursday because I'm going to go to Big Bear. Yeah. So while you guys are at an $8 million house, we are going to go to a small property with a leaky ceiling. So yeah, that's my choice.
I really wanted to see what word art was like in a less evolved place than Orange County. So
I was wondering what Ashley furniture would look like at a higher altitude.
I really just want word art in Ashley's hand font.
I was wondering, can a house be all brown furniture? I just have to see it for myself. Because really.
So Gina's like, you're going to Tamara's house?
Yes, I am.
So I was like, oh, wow, Tamara's taking people to Big Bear. That should be fun. I'm so happy for Tamara and Big Bear and the people that get to go for that. That sounds very, very fun.
Well, I wouldn't be able to go anywhere because I unfortunately, at high altitudes, I do get a post-nasal drip and that drive up the mountain is a little curvy for me. So I wouldn't even go anyway, even if I were invited, which I wasn't, but I was going to say, I'm saying no in advance to not being invited. Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming that she'll take Alexis. Now, I know I shouldn't assume because that makes an ass out of you, and Alexis is an ass. I'm out of my throat now.
Oh, well, I'm sure they will have fun going out on the lake with a canoe. And of course, you can't paddle without a whore. So that's wordplay. Okay, Gina doesn't get it. But Katie, you get it.
Up the creek without a whore. What happened?
Right, sorry. Okay, so then we just ran out.
That's
there.
One place Johnny Jansen wouldn't be. There's no whore. There's no creek.
So then we cut back and Jen's like, but wait, what do we
I just love the up the paddle up the creek without a whore, and then what happened? Shannon be like,
I was gonna continue that, and I thought, you know what, that's enough. Sometimes it's just okay to stop.
She suddenly has an existential crisis after she says it.
What has happened to me?
Sometimes talking like Shannon really does send you into a spiral.
I'm like, oh, David, up the creek without a whore. What did he?
What creek?
David, up a creek. Where is the creek? Why wouldn't he be there without a whore? What happened to David? Is he on a male retreat? But where are the men? Are none of the men
there? Gastropub? Is there a gastropub out in the creek? Do they serve things in a sugar sauce?
So Jen's like, what are we going to do in Big Bear? And Tamara says,
well, we're going to drive up there, and then we're going to go sitting, then we're going to go to dinner, then we're going to go to the village, then we're going to go shopping.
I was like, you just named everything. And by the way, that takes 5 minutes to do all of that shit in Big Bear.
Okay? She goes, we'll do it all. You are not going to Paris.
Bear, okay? Like, you're going to look at a big wooden store with big, and then the store next to it, which is another big wooden store with big wooden bears. And then you're going to get a beer at the same place that is the grocery store and the restaurant. So you're done.
And you'll make patter with the waiter at the barbecue joint. And then that's it.
You'll see your neighbor Stassi's mom who tries to convince you it's the same thing as LA and then, or Lake Tahoe. And then, you'll be on your way.
And have fun spending 15 minutes going out of your way to put your trash into a public dumpster. So that is what it is, going to Big Bear. It's fun.
Wait, what? What is that? They don't have trash cans in Big Bear?
Well, so the Airbnbs that I've stayed in, it's like, now take your trash and bring it to the public dumpster or something like that. Because if you keep it in like their
fucking bears.
Because the fucking bears.
Bears.
Bears need to stop.
But seriously, bears need to cut their crap. All animals.
Bears need to stop. First of all, it's not fair that they get to be so cute, but also so deadly. That's not fair. If you're cute, you got to be nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, of all, stop sorry. Getting into all I can't. Trash. I can't go with you on that one because I'd be kind of a hypocrite. So Tamara lists all the things to do in Big Bear, which takes, you know, too short of
time. We're gonna do it all.
Yeah. So then they're both basically, everybody's going on a super shitty poor person vacation. Let's face it. Some of the people are going to be like tenting out in an open house that Gina has to keep clean because people are going to be coming to look at it. The other people are going to Tamara's leaky home in Big Bear. Okay. Where's the glamour yes. gone, guys? Just remember this is Orange County and we never had that glamour. So everybody get over it.
So Gina's, Emily's like, so by the way, Heather, Gina asked me if I would come to La Quinta. How about you come with us? And Heather goes, hold on 1 second. Is Richard Marx going to be performing in the basement? Not sure. Will Daisy Fuentes be getting our groceries? Not sure. Well, I'll consider it. You know, I mean, I'd love to see the listing. You know, I love looking at cottages. But here's the thing. I'm just going to be upfront right now because I don't want to hear later that it was inappropriate of me to tell her exactly how I feel because I may get heated with this. So you tell me, is this still okay to come? And I actually love this response from her. She's like, I don't want to deal with Gina's bullshit yet again. I am too wealthy to be doing this.
But I don't want to hear that this was inappropriate. Is that a deal?
I mean, don't threaten her children and her family. I mean, I don't think fighting is ever inappropriate. It's just how you do it when you're like,
if you ever.
No. So then,
no, but Heather's saying like, oh, like all of a sudden it's inappropriate that she's saying like, it's inappropriate that Heather's saying Gina accused her of saying that Heather was being inappropriate for calling Gina out for being a bad friend, right? Is that what she's, is that what it is? Is that what it is?
Oh, is I think she's just like, I'm going to come fight with Gina. If I come, I'm fighting with Gina, and I don't want anyone being like, it's inappropriate to fight with Gina because this is her yeah,
that makes so much more sense.
Or whatever, you know, yeah. It's her event or whatever, because they have those rules, you know, like, how could you do this at her event? Which is usually Heather who's doing that. How could you do this at my Nobu event? No one ate sushi. Don't try to all the storm clouds gather.
So now everyone starts packing for their trips. The funny thing is that right after this podcast is done, I too, I'm going to travel out to Palm Springs for a super dorky board game weekend. And so I love getting to cosplay as a Real Housewife packing for a cast trip. Cause that's what I'm going to pretend to
it's
do.
The same
I'm going to pretend like Dom is like the disinterested spouse saying, well, should I pack this? What do you think, Archie? What do you think? No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Dom going to come?
Hell no.
I was going to say.
He's not going to come.
I didn't see that one coming.
A bunch of nerds playing board games in the desert? No way.
Well, we're going to be playing games in the desert as well. Chilly or not? What is it? Is this chilly or not chilly?
Let's go. I'm going to play my favorite game, dropping truth bombs while it's a little windy out.
Okay, so then we go to people packing for the trip and Shannon having way too much food and Heather being horrified. And she's like, you realize that we're going for one night? Oh, God, everyone's on Ozempic. No one eats this much.
God, I love being relatable to America. So then we see Shane and Emily and Shane's like, now remember, no eating in the truck, because if you ruin that, how else will I be able to prove to everyone that I've got a big penis?
Yeah, no kidding.
No eating in my sorry about your tiny penis truck. Promise See, this, me that.
This is why I hate pickup trucks, okay? Because I feel like the majority of them are driven like by people like Shane, who just live in the suburbs and have absolutely no need for a pickup truck and are just doing it to make themselves seem taller.
Yeah, you're like, but this is a Home Goods. Could you? So, yeah, like, we need it for work. You do not need it for work. You work in an office, sir. So Gina's like, oh, my God, I got construction workers in my house, so I need to get the kids to Travis's.
You know, look, say what you want about Gina. I really love how she's dealing with this relationship. She's clearly not into Travis. She has zero chemistry with Travis. She's probably still pining for, you know, Matt, because Matt's hot. I mean, I know that whole thing went terribly, but Matt seems to like have kind of his stuff together for the moment, and he's still really hot. So there's that. But Gina is still keeping Travis around to babysit, and I have to tip my hat, you know, because I think that that's kind of, I don't know, enviable. Good for her.
Yeah, she's having the men do what she wants. Yeah. So they get in the car, and of course, they start eating Twizzlers. No eating in the pickup truck. Says who?
Sometimes what marriage is, your husband tells you to do something, and you say, okay, honey, and then you do it anyway.
And then now we see the Big Bear babes. The Chiron says Big Bear babes. Tamara, Kate, Jen, and Alexis. Doesn't say Katie. There's a typo. And they're all heading off to Big Bear. And
the Chiron people don't even know Katie's name. They're like, yeah, Katie just got here. And no one corrected it. And we always hear that Bravo takes these scenes and they go over episodes a million times before they ever release them. Like the notes on Bravo are insane. They just keep giving notes and notes. You have to go back and refine it and refine it and refine it. So when you see something like that, it's like, oh yeah, they hate Katie. Katie will be here about another 5 minutes.
Yep. So then we see people are arriving at Tamara's house. So first Alexis arrives and parallel parks. She has all the room in the world. Like she doesn't even have to parallel park. She can just like glide into the spot without even going into reverse, but she's still parallel parks terribly and almost causes a car accident. And then Jen comes in and Jen also is a disaster with the parallel parking. She does exactly how you parallel parks, exactly the way you expect, slowly and multiple times.
Her car has automatic parallel parking anyway. I don't know why she's
acting like she has to parallel park herself. But it's funny watching them judge her, and they're like, how does she even have that car? She's poor. Sell your car, you poor idiot. And then they're like, oh, that's Ryan's old car. And then she's shaming her for that. Like, this woman can't win.
And then the La Quinta ladies, they are, now they're gathering at Shannon's place. So now Emily is trying to parallel park her giant pickup truck. To the other two women, to Alexis and Jen's credit, they eventually do parallel park. Emily, she just doesn't even get close to the curb. And they don't even show it. But if you look, you can see she's like 2 feet away from the curb and just leaves her big ass pickup truck right there. Which is another reason why I have issues with pickup trucks, because this happens a lot too. There are just certain trucks that reflect the attitudes of drivers, muscle cars, cyber wagons, and pickup trucks. I'm sorry. Pickup trucks are the least offensive because there are people that use pickup trucks for their true use, you know? But for the people who don't use pickup trucks, because like for people who are not working construction sites and hauling big things, people who just are driving them to boost their image, to bolster their identity, they are terrible drivers and they're the worst. You just have to accept it.
Yeah. So Shannon has other things we have to accept, that Shannon just walks around with crock pots of chili. Like, who does that? I've heard of like, let's cook or like, let's have something on our vacation, but I've never heard of someone being like, you know what I'm bringing? My chili. Ew.
Well, it was chili I was going to bring to Big Bear. This is mountain food, but unfortunately I wasn't invited. So I'll bring it to the desert, because who else doesn't love chili in a desert?
Who doesn't want a nice, warm bowl of something extremely spicy in 110 degree weather?
When I think of Palm Springs, I think of chili. A big pot of chili.
And Heather's like, I'm bringing a baby grill, because... you know, we have to keep the house clean. Well, we're not grilling babies, for Christ's sake. What kind of monster? No, an actual grill that's a baby. Oh, I don't approve of that.
Heather, that's just actually a rutabaga you're holding.
This isn't a grill.
Have you ever seen a grill, Heather?
Of course I have. They're round. This is a grill.
It's a rutabaga. I'm pretty sure it's a rutabaga.
So then Gina's like, I mean, I'm just hoping that Heather is going to grill hot dogs and not roast me.
You're fired. So then
he's like, her and Emily, I'm telling you, Emily's this episode too. What was hers earlier? Oh my God. So rough.
But I love Heather toting this mini Weber grill to be relatable. She's like, oh, look at me. I am so wacky. I found a poor person's fireplace. And now we're going to put it into the back of this pickup truck. So like, all right, everyone, I'm really excited. And I apologize in advance because I'm a little nervous about it. Because, you know, I put so much work into getting this house ready to take it to list. And like, I don't want us ruining everything. They are saying this is the greatest concentration of gather signs in the history of California. So don't fuck it up.
So am I supposed to believe, because Gina actually says at some point, I staged this house. You did not stage this house. Is anybody believing for 2 seconds that Gina staged this house? You can't even stage your own house.
You can't even stage your own hair, okay? We've seen it.
You can't even stage your own crop top.
So
Gina's like, yeah, you know what? That was a lot of chili, and now it's a lot of shit, Shannon. So I'm a little concerned.
And so Shannon is pulling out her little vacuum. She's like, I have a test buster.
This is so funny. This is so good. I'm back.
There are actually quite a number of allergens here, so I'm just going to vacuum everyone's shoulders real quickly. There's some dandruff. It just gets into my nasal passages. You don't mind, Gina. Ow!
So the Big Bear chicks are packing their truck. And Kate, this one has the big American flag window in the back, you know, that's like, I'm more American than you.
Oh my God, this truck, if you are driving this pickup truck for whatever reason, whether you need it for work or not, if you're driving this pickup truck, you should just be mortified. Like, I'm sorry. I understand, like, despite my ranting, people need their pickup trucks. People want their pickup trucks. But if you're going to get a pickup truck, then get one that's not this one. This is just the worst pickup truck of all time.
It's like the most offensive. It's like when people are like, well, I have the right to have a gun, but then they come in with a gun bigger than a five-year-old with like five heads, and it's like a machine gun, and then it hooks up to a cannon that electrocutes you. It's like, okay, well, you don't need that. You know what I mean?
This blue pickup truck with like 10 different fenders. I'm surprised it didn't have like the two sets of wheels in the back. Like we've all seen this one come barreling down the highway. It's like, fuck this pickup
truck. We've all seen this in our rearview mirror, especially any Texan has seen this in our rearview mirror. And everyone who's like us in Texas has seen this right in our rearview mirror and thought, is this the day that I'm gay bashed to death? Because
this is a gay bashing
thing. This is a gay bashing thing. And also, so much has happened in this country. We like to not get too political all the time on the show, but the fact that the American flag has been taken to become this symbol of just like repression or like oppression in a way is just so sad. You know, it's not like I ever walked around with the American flag draped all over me anyway, but the fact that it's now like you see that coming on a big truck and you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna get killed, or someone right. some minority in some way is gonna get hurt. That's sad.
That's fucked up.
But of course, yeah. That's what Tamara's driving. Of fucking course.
Tamara
and
Eddie.
Even Tamara's fucking vehicle is oppressive.
Although I wouldn't be surprised if this was truly an Eddie purchase, like, because this has Eddie written all over it. Just like bored oppression. Hey everyone, this is the end of part one of this recap. For part two, keep an eye on your podcast feed. It is coming up in just a moment. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you on the second half.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop f***ing around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
No, it's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. You're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new dateline and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.